The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show.
This week's question comes from Amanda, who wrote in. My name is Amanda, and my dream has always been to live in Australia, but I never hear of Americans going there to train. Do you know anything about the Australian Ballet or any of the American dancers who have joined their company? Thank you so much for taking the time to answer my question. I just love your show and listen every week. Thanks for writing in, Amanda. I love Australia too, but I've never been, so I'm obviously not an expert on ballet down under. However, I was able to get a lot of insider information from one of our newest core members at New York City Ballet. His name is Alec Knight, and he is Australian and trained at the Australian Ballet School, ABS, which is the school that feeds into the Australian Ballet in Melbourne. They just introduced a dormitory this year at their school, so I guess it would be possible to move there to finish out your training. The training is based on Russian technique, but the teachers have to go through a training institution so that it is incorporated with the way the company is run. The faculty at ABS is a mix of Russian teachers and retired dancers from the Australian Ballet. They have a junior program which starts at ages 7 or 8, and then the full-time program starts at 13. The school is a 5-year full-time program with 8 levels. After the 8th level is the hope that you get to join the company as a core member. The Australian Ballet does not have an apprentice program. The director chooses mainly from the school. However, in the last few years, he has been taking dancers from other companies too. It changes from year to year how many dancers the director can hire, but last year, as an example, he took 7 new core members. The company is composed of about 77 dancers currently. Alec relates it to a company similar to ABT. It's a more formal, classical style than New York City Ballet. I asked Alec how he found his way to New York, since I know that SAB does not audition all the way down there. He said he found videos of Balanchine on YouTube and grew up doing Broadway and jazz, so to him, New York City Ballet was a perfect combination of technique, but also getting to be your own dancer, which he thought was cool. When his dad came to New York on a work trip, Alec begged him to let him join so he could take a class at SAB. He took class without knowing it was an audition until he later got an email asking him to come for the summer program. And then the rest is history. He made his way from SAB into New York City Ballet. I want to send a huge shout out and thank you to Alec for helping me answer this question about the Australian Ballet. And best wishes to you, Amanda. Thanks for tuning in to my podcast, Ask Megan. As always, we will be back next week with another new episode. For those of you that have a question, I highly encourage you to go to premierdancenetwork.com to record your question. It keeps it really fun and personal when I get to hear your voices, and I think it makes the questions more real for the listeners as well. Just go to premierdancenetwork.com, click on the Ask Megan link, and record your question. You can also find me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or through my website, meganfairchild.com. Wishing you all a wonderful October.